I'm here with my guest, Assembly Member Brant Bonta. Give me your thoughts on Sean Wilson, co-host of the East Bay Insiders podcast. He had some words about you last episode. I've heard that you have rumor is around the Capitol and Washington, D.C. and Brussels that you're upset. Want to elaborate?
Yeah, that's an understatement. I thought Sean and I were friends. And then I hear he's talking all this mess behind my back. That was hurtful. And I expected better from Sean Wilson.
Let me just take 1 second to say fuck Bonta. Because that fucking dude, let me just tell you something, man. He's like, hey, man, I'm going to text you. I want to know who you think is the best person for District 1. And then I text him, and then he goes, I got to go with Witkowski. I'm like, are you fucking serious, dude? Like, how long have I known you? Like, let me just tell you something fucking straight up.
Have you ever had so many F-bombs hurled at you and in like, such a short period of time? And it was like 7 within, like, 30 seconds.
I mean, I've been in a lot of tough places where people aren't happy with me and are hurling insults and criticism, and I expect that from my critics, but I don't expect that from someone I thought was my friend.
Yeah, friends come and go. That's something I've learned. Your only good friend you can get is a dog. You got a dog?
I do. Lego is my best friend, and Sean is no longer.
Yes. Well, you got a. Today was election day, and I gotta say, here's my Rob Bonta criticism. I ain't gonna ask you who's gonna win the World Series because I'm afraid you're gonna say the A's and you're gonna be wrong. So you're telling me the other day you're on your 15th presidential candidate. You are now, as of Monday, Elizabeth Warren. You persist to also in your. So Elizabeth Warren, right? Why?
Yes, I do persist. I like Elizabeth Warren a lot. I think she's incredibly smart. She's got great value. She thinks big. She wants transformational structural change that we need. And I think she's an outstanding candidate. And I have been with other candidates throughout this process. There's been a lot of good Democrats, and many of them are my friends. I know them personally, including Senator Kamala Harris, who I've worked with in the Bay Area. And when she was AG and DA, Cory Booker, law school classmate,
right.
Great senator, incredibly inspiring, and Tom Steyer. We fought in the trenches on a number of issues, including addressing our climate crisis, bail reform, banning for-profit private prisons, and they're all incredible leaders who are going to continue to fight for what we need in California and the United States. But there's only a handful left. As you know, a lot of folks dropped out yesterday. They were dropping like flies. Yesterday and the day before Election Day, and now I'm with Warren, and I think that she's a powerful, progressive, incredibly intelligent leader who's going to fight for us and make sure we all succeed.
You know, we're in Alameda. We're at the Buena Vista United Methodist Church. You voted. But Alameda's got a pretty good Bernie-crat-like group. They're very well organized, like, for years now. Why not? There's a lot of people here. The Bernie-crats are like, I like Rob Bonta a lot. Why doesn't he feel the burn? How come you don't feel the burn?
I feel part of the burn. I feel part of the burn. I think his ideas are incredible. I think he's fighting for Medicare for all, erasing student debt. He also elevates the climate crisis. And he believes in a world where we rise together or not at all, and we're all going to be successful and realize our dreams, meet our full potential. He wants to take care of every human being that is part of our community, and I love that about him. He speaks to my my daughter. She's all in, feeling the burn. And if he's the nominee, I'm going to support him. Definitely. I'll be fighting hard, trying to get votes, making sure we get the White House back. So, you know, my job isn't necessarily to reflect what those around me think. It's my job to have my own independent, critical thinking about who I think will be best to lead our country. And right now, I believe that person is Elizabeth Warren. Could it be Bernie down the road? Absolutely.
Now, you got on the Bonta side, Sacramento. Talk a little bit about the the Green New Deal. How's it different than the one we were hearing from like AOC? Is this basically the R? What's your middle name?
Andres?
Is this the RAB? We call you RAB. Is it Rob Andres? So that's your son's name too, right?
Yeah. My son's name.
How come you didn't give him Rob Jr.? Now this is actually a more interesting story.
Good without a Rob Jr.
Yeah, because like I would never name my kid after me because I just don't want the confusion, right?
Yeah.
Right. Why? But you almost went there though, right? You almost went there.
Andres was my form of Jr. Not exactly it, but a form of it.
Yeah. Or my the Rob Bonta the second, Rob Bonta the third. It's like what are we like English like yeah. like the Lord some Lord Bonta, like this is the first
Lord Bonta of Alameda. So,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. I always found that. That we, how's the difference in AOC or is it the same?
It's similar, but it's different, and it's California's Green New Deal. Many of the things that were in AOC's proposed federal Green New Deal we've done in California. California's been on the vanguard, the forefront, leading in addressing climate change, and so it's about what we can do here in California next. What are the next steps to address our climate crisis? The next steps to be aggressive and transformational. You know, right now the climate crisis is an existential threat, and we have kids walking out of school as part of the climate strike telling us that they don't want to have children because they don't want to bring them onto a dying planet, telling adults that we failed them and we need to do more. And they're right, we do need to do more. As elected officials, we should always at a bare minimum be able to pass on to the next generation a better world than the one we've had. And we're at risk of not doing that because of our failure to address the climate crisis with the scale and scope and speed of response that is required to address a crisis which is almost limitless in the damage and hurt and harm it can cause to human beings, humanity, our state, our nation, and our world. So the California Green New Deal draws from science and is guided by science. It's particularly the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change's observations that if we don't reduce greenhouse gases by 50% by 2030 and go carbon neutral by 2050, we're going to face catastrophic consequences. And so the California Green New Deal proceeds with goals for reducing greenhouse gas emissions from different sources by 2030. And it also has another foundational pillar, and that is of equity, making sure that as we move from a fossil fuel economy to a clean energy, green society, that we support people who've been hurt the most, and that those who were hurt most by a fossil fuel economy are first in line to benefit from a clean energy economy and green society.
Yeah. If we could get people out of the cars, take buses and take, you know, electric scooters or whatever, it would help. And also in your city, Alameda, people won't get run over. This is a big problem.
It's a big problem.
So I want to ask you just before we go here, and you represent Alameda, Oakland, San Leandro, mm-hmm. in Alameda. This seems to be a big problem, and I just feel like that there's something else going on here other than there's roads that should be better aligned for pedestrians and why all of a sudden like left and right people are getting hit, people are dying.
It's horrible, and our kids are at risk. My son walks to school and rides his bike to school. I worry about him every day. I make sure he texts me when he gets to school safely. Sometimes when he doesn't, I call the front office just to make sure. Because that's something that parents shouldn't have to worry about. You know, we have our 25 miles per hour here around school time. People are driving distracted. They're texting or eating or not focused on the road. And we need to make sure that we're looking at all the hot spots in Alameda where there are constellations of accidents and make sure we do better, and maybe with the structural design of those areas. But I know Jim Odie and other council members, John Knox White, are all over this fighting hard to make our city safer, and I appreciate them doing that.
John Knox White, council member. How old do you think he is, if you didn't know?
32.
I know. There's something there.
He's looking young.
I need to investigate that. He needs, you know what he needs? He needs more stress in his life. That's what I think.
He's relaxed. He's on public transit.
Yeah.
Relaxing on the bus, doing emails, thinking big thoughts. He's a very smart, outstanding leader.
Thinking big thoughts. Yeah, because it can't be that he's a vampire. So I'm going to think he just needs more stress. He just doesn't have the regular stress. Like, you gone gray and got gray hair. Oh, man, overall
I'm very gray.
Stressed out. You know what I mean? But I want to bring up Stanley Andro. Come on now, that's probably your least favorite of your cities, right? Just like
I love my Stanley Andro.
The stepchild, ugly stepchild. Come on now, come on.
No, I love Stanley Andro. I love Oakland. I love Alameda. They're all my cities that I'm honored, privileged to represent. I love them all equally, Stephen Tavares.
Well, I would love it's probably my favorite of the three. Although I'm Oakland, I love an Oakland. Like now, but
no, new Oaklander.
Even if they take my catalytic converter, I still wasn't mad. It's so weird. I'm gonna get young. I'm gonna get young like John Knox White. And it wasn't stress. I was like, they took it. Well, I hope it was a homeless person, and
somebody's benefiting.
They sold it, and now they could eat or something. And I was like, what's wrong with me? Somebody hit me. Oakland. Here's a hard one. Your thoughts on the police commission making the move to fire the police chief. We knew how this was going to work, how this was supposed to work. But then when it went down, it was like, whoa. My first thought was, what happens if Libby Schaaf didn't want to get rid of her too? We're going to have, this is like a major charter crisis could have happened here. And so, it's a tough one because I'm going to ask you if you would really think that police commission having that much power and a bunch of unelected people is wise. It worked, but will it work next year? Will it work 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when there's different people at the helm and at all these places? I mean,
the voters of Oakland wanted the police commission. It's one of the strongest independent police commissions, if not the strongest in the nation. It's
they
what Oakland
like 80%, right?
Yeah, voted overwhelmingly, and they want it. And they knew it was going to have, unelected folks on there, but appointed folks who were vetted and placed in a thoughtful way onto that commission, and that they had certain powers. I think they can remove the police chief for cause, but not without cause. And the mayor, can work with the police commission to remove without cause. So I think that's how it all went down. And a lot of the facts are going to be revealed over the next few weeks. Obviously, we have a former police chief who's not happy, who has gone to the press and made some statements. So this is going to roll out in a public way. And we're all going to see what happened and what the facts are that led to the decision by the police commission and the mayor. But, I do believe that the voters of Oakland wanted a police commission with significant powers and authority. And this is it in action. And if they don't like the way it played out, then they have a chance to go back to the ballot box in the future to make changes or make amendments or, address any unintended consequences.
Yeah. Well, it worked. But I'm a little concerned when I hear comments from the police commission chair that kind of sound like they want to hire a buddy, like somebody to go to the sporting events and go to the park and be able to these events and be like, it's like that. What was that? Like that toy in the 80s? Like that. My buddy. Wherever
that
he
was.
Goes.
I remember that catchy tune. I forget what the product was.
It's a dog. Or like it was some kind
of yeah, like a toy dog or something.
It's like, what are you guys talking about? I mean, is this why we don't have they're unelected, so they're like, you want a friend? Like that's what they said. They were like, what?
Yeah. Nope, we want a police chief.
Who are you think you're gonna get?
Not a buddy.
Who's gonna unless you're gonna get who would be good? But he's not a cop. John Russo, former Oakland guy,
and a
former Alameda. We can bring him back to be the police chief. He would be a good buddy. He could go play guitar.
He sings really good.
He could go play guitar.
He was in the Whiffin' Poofs. He was in a singing group.
Yeah.
He's outstanding.
And he's the greatest, one of the great quotes of this whole area. He's gone. He's an L.A. man, but...
He might come back someday. He's very talented. People remember him. Remember him well. I remember him well as the city manager here in Alameda.
Yeah.
Let's bring him back. Turn things around.
Police chief.
He might come back. I don't know if police chief.
I'm going to text him.
He's very talented.
Now, one last thing. Let's get back to what we were talking about. Sean Wilson.
Oh, man.
Is it true? I heard this in Sacramento. I heard this at the Arby's in San Jose, because we don't have Arby's around here. I heard this where did they do the Nazi trials?
Nuremberg?
Yeah, I heard it there. It's all everywhere we're talking about. That Sean Wilson's injury to his back was actually not what happened, but maybe a foot from an angry assembly member, right in the.
No comment, but you can conclude what you will.
Is there anything that we can do to mend this? Because you guys were best friends.
We were. He made an intentional decision to end that. And next time Sean and I see each other face to face, there will be words, and I don't think you'd want to be a bystander.
Yeah, he used to be a wrestler, though, so watch out.
Yeah, he might take me down. Give me the fireman's carry and toss me.
He might do the figure four leg lock on you. You have to
that
give
WWF
up.
Stuff. That's true. He might get me. I'll have to tap out.
I don't know. That's a whole different story. but Election Day, it's a tradition like no other. East Bay citizen Rob Bonta kicking off Election Day here. And thanks for coming on, man.
My pleasure.
You're like probably been on the most times of these podcasts. I think like four or five, and you were the first one ever.
That's right. That was an honor.
With this contraption here, and I didn't even know how to use it. I had opened the box, met you, to interview you,
figured
for the
it
first
out in front
podcast
of me
ever, and I told my friend, I don't know, what do I do? So I just left it on, like I ended it, but I left the whole thing on because I was like, how's it gonna save? I was totally not know, but it worked. And that was a long time ago, man.
No, there's no Election Day without Stephen Tavares for me.
That's right.
This is our tradition. Look forward to doing it again next year.
If I'm not here, you could lose.
That's right. I know. It used to be the Giants winning in the World Series is when I would be in races and prevail. And then that stopped happening for the Giants. But the constant, the always, was spending time with Stephen Tavares.
That's it. Got to be winners. Winners hang out with winners.
I got one final word for Sean Wilson.
Oh, here we go.
And that is this. You know I'm just playing, man. I love you.
That's cute.
Sean Wilson.
SWV. I don't know what the B stands for.
Yeah.
We know what we're talking about.